B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Chof Hei. We're going to start 13 lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Hei Omad Aleph. The previous sugya took us most of the way down Chof Hei Omad Aleph. We're starting now the next topic. And we're still discussing the consequences of Isurei Hanor. What is one allowed to do with things that, according to the halacha, should be Osur Behanor? Says the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Yaakov, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. It was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Bakol Misrapin. One is allowed to heal oneself with any things, even if they are osur bahano, chutz me'atze asherah, besides for the wood of an asherah tree, which is a tree associated to Avodah Zarah, if in itself it was an Avodah Zarah, or if an Avodah Zarah was positioned beneath it. These are sugyas we'll learn about in Maseches Avodah Zarah, but atze asherah is osur bahano, and even though one is allowed to heal oneself with other Isurei Hanor, we'll soon see under what conditions, but with Atze Asherah is excluded from that. Asks the Gemara, Hey Chedomi, in what situation is this halacha that we just said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan correct? Are we talking about a person who is so sick that he's actually in life-threatening danger? Afilu atzei asherah nami. Why would one not be allowed to use the woods of an asherah tree? Does preservance of life not come before everything else? Vi'i deleka sakona. If we're talking about an illness which is not life-threatening, afilu kol isurin shabatayra nami loy, then you would not be allowed to use any of the isurei hanor in the Torah in order to heal oneself. Answers the Gemara, la'olam de'ika sakona. The truth is, we're talking about that this person is sick and is in life-threatening danger. V'afilu hochi, nonetheless, atze asherah loy, he's not allowed to use the woods of an asherah tree to heal himself. That means rather let himself die from his illness than be cured using atze asherah. D'tanya, because we learnt in a brisa, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Imnemar b'chol nafshecha. And we know this is a posuk, a very famous posuk. There isn't a child in Klal Yisrael that doesn't know this posuk. V'ahavto es Hashem elekecha. You should express your love to Hashem b'chol levavcha, with your whole heart, b'chol nafshecha, with your whole life, with your whole soul, v'chol mayodecha, and with all your resources, with all your money. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is asking, Im ne'mar b'chol nafshecha, if the posuk says you should express your love to Hashem with your whole soul, lomo ne'mar b'chol mo'idecho, why does the posuk have to add you should also love Hashem with all your resources? V'im ne'mar b'chol mo'idecho, and if the posuk says that you should love Hashem with all your resources, lomo ne'mar b'chol nafshecha, why does it have to say that you love Hashem with all your soul? And The Gemara's question is really that the Pasuk should have just said the one most important thing in a person. Decide what's the most important. Is the most important a person's money, or is the most important his soul? Say that you should love Hashem with even the most treasured thing that you have, and then we'll know that everything less than that will also be included in the requirement to express one's love to Hashem with them. But why mention both things? Eloloi malacho, the Gemara explains, in order to teach us that there are some people who they treasure, they prefer their bodies, that means their lives are more precious to them than their money, and to other people, their money is more precious to them than their lives. So the Torah is actually addressing two different types of people. Im yesh adam, if you have a type of person, shegufo ichaviv alav mimoinoi, that his life is more precious to him than his money, lekach ne'emar b'chol nafshecha. That's why the pasuk says, express your love to Hashem, even with your life. V'yesh adam shememoinei chaviv alav migufoi. And there are those people that their money is more precious to them than their lives. And for those people, to address them, the pasuk says, lekach ne'emar b'chol mo'idcha, you should express your love to Hashem, even with all your money, with all your resources. And Rashi now explains that v'ahavto means that you should love your Creator, you should love Hashem, even more than the one thing that's the most precious to you. And Rashi adds in, somebody who cures themselves with Atze Asherah, with Avodah Zarah, then Nira Kamoidaboy, looks as if you are agreeing to the Avodah Zarah, as if Avodah Zarah, so to speak, has some power. And that's very clear opposite, is diametrically opposed to expressing love to Hashem, where love to Hashem means Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod, that Hashem is the only power in the world, and therefore the Vahavta es Hashem, b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha, means that even if your life is at stake, rather express your love to Hashem than preserve your life, which is the most precious to you, and that means do not go against the love to Hashem by serving, or by using, I should say, not serving, by using Avodah Zarah to preserve one's life. So from here you see that even if somebody is in a dangerously ill situation, he should not use Avodah Zarah to heal himself. Continues the Gemara. Ki asa Ravin Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Ravin said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Bakol Misrapin. One's allowed to heal oneself with anything, chutz besides for Avodah Zarah, if you'd be using Avodah Zarah, v'gilu arayos, or transgressing one of the averus of illicit marriages, gilu arayos, or shvichas domim, or if saving one's life would mean that you're actually going to have to kill somebody else, then that's also not justified and is not allowed. So now we're going to bring sources. Avodah Zarah, Hod Omron. What's the source that you should even allow oneself to die from a sickness rather than preserve his life by using Avodah Zarah? Is because using Avodah Zarah is opposed to the Vahavta es Hashem Elokecha, and you have to love Hashem even with your life. Give your life away and do not forfeit your love to Hashem. As we saw, Gilui Arayos, when it comes to marriages and relationships that are severely also in the Torah, you're not allowed to save yourself, even if it meant transgressing one of the Gil Arayos, you're not allowed to save yourself. Ushvichas Domim. Another one is Shvichas Domim, murder. You're not allowed to murder somebody in order to save your life. The Tanya we learned in a Braisa, Rebbe Oimir. And this is a posuk by Naro Hamu'uroso. Nara Amuroso is talking about a woman who is, we may have called it engaged, betrothed. She's Mekudeshes. She has the status of an Ashes Ish. And in the Torah, there was a stage called Kiddushin, and there's a stage called Nisuin. And this Nara Amuroso, she was in a Mekudeshes stage. She was just not yet Nesua. But she's got the status of an Ashes Ish, of a married woman, for all these halachas. And we're talking now about somebody who it grabs hold of this woman who's actually an Ashes Ish and is doing an Avera with her in an open field outside someplace. So the Pasuk says, that to the girl herself, to this woman, she would not be punished by death for having done this Avera. Ein lenaro chet moves, she's not done a sin punishable by death. Ki kasha yokum ishal re'eyu rotzochei nefesh keina dover azeh. It's analogous to somebody who was murdered. Somebody came, some man came and grabbed hold of her, did this avera with her, and it's compared to had he come and murdered her. She cannot be held responsible for that. She didn't do anything wrong, and therefore she is not punishable by death. So the Rebbe says in the Braisa, Ki kasha yokum ishal re'eyu rotzochei nefesh keina dover azeh. The Pasuk says the reason that this girl, this woman, is not going to be punished by death, even though a very serious avera that would usually be punishable by death happened with her, nonetheless, she is not going to be killed, because it's like somebody came to kill her. And the question is, v'chima inyan ritzeach etzel nara hamuroso. What's this analogy comparing this avera done to this lady compared to murder? Just say that she wasn't onus, she didn't have a choice, she couldn't prevent it. Somebody just came and did an avera with her by force, and therefore she's not chayev. Why are we comparing this to murder? It's as compared to somebody who murdered her. Says the Gemara, Hareze bo lelamid, it seems from the Pasuk as if that the analogy to murder is teaching us something about this Avera that was done to the Naro Hamu'urosa. That in the same way as murder, the victim is not responsible, so too the victim is not responsible. But v'nim tzolomid, but the truth is that this analogy is also teaching something from Naro Hamu'urosa, teaching something about murder. Makish Ritzeach Lenaro Hamu'uroso. We compare the two to each other. Ma Naro Hamu'uroso, in the same way as in the case of the Naro Hamu'uroso. Nitein Latzilo Benafshi, and this is learnt out, the Gemara in Sanhedrin discusses this more, it's learnt out from a pasuk that says that V'ein Meshia Lo, nobody could save her. She was outside in the fields. And we learn from there that had somebody been able to save her, they would have been allowed and required to do so, even at the expense of the life of the person, the perpetrator, the one who was hurting her. And so if the only way of saving the lady is by killing the man, and you had no other way of getting him off her, then one would be allowed to do that. So the same way as Manara Hamuroso, Nite Natsilo Benafsha, you're allowed to save the woman by killing the man, Afroitseach, so too in the case of murder, Nite Natsiloi Benafshoi. You're allowed to save the victim to be, even if it means killing the murderer. Venara Muroso Miritseach, we also learn a halacha from murder to the case of Nara Hamuroso. Maritseach, in the same way as Bayritseach, Yehorig Va'alyavir, that if the only way of, that with Maritseach, in the same way as with murder, it's better to be, allow oneself to be killed, Va'alyavir, and do not transgress the sin of murdering somebody else. Af Nara Muroso, so too, when it comes to Averus, to do with marriages and Gilui Arayis, rather be tehorig, rather lose your life, ve'al tavir, and do not transgress these Averus. And this is the famous Gemara of the three cardinal sins, that we know that a person had rather give up his life than for, transgress these Averus, Aveda Zora, Gilui Arayis, and Shvichas Domim. So understand that you learn out from Reitzeach that rather allow yourself to be killed than murdering somebody else. And from there we learn the same regarding Gilui Arayis. But how do you know that that's true by Shvichas Domim? Why is it true that a person should rather allow himself to be killed rather than killing somebody else? Svarahu, it's logic. Kiahu da'osa l'kamei d'rova, there was this person that came to Rava. Omer Lei, this person said to Rava, Mori Dodori, the governor of this of the city, Omer Lei said to me as follows, Zil Kotle Leplanyo, go and kill so and so, Viiloyan, if you don't, Kotlin Alacha, then I'm going to kill you. So Omer Lei, Rava said to this person, Liktalucha, let him kill you. You're not allowed to go and kill somebody else. Veloy Tiktoil, and don't kill somebody else. My chosis, the Dom Didoch, Sumak Tfei, who told you that your blood is redder? Dilma may be Domadahu Gavra, maybe the person who you would have to kill to save your life, his blood is redder than yours. And Rashi explains that why did you come? This is that what was going through Rava's mind. Rava was telling this person, why did you come to ask me this question? Because you know that preserving of your own life comes before everything else. There's no single mitzvah in the world that overrides preserving life. So you thought that since I need to preserve my life and I'm allowed to transgress any avera, maybe I'm allowed to even transgress the avera of murder. So Rav answered him and said to him, no. Why is every avera overridden by preservance of life? Because there's nothing as dear to Hashem as preservance of life. Rashi says that the Rabbeinu Shleinim, it's very dear to Hashem, the preservance, the soul, the life of a Yid, more than anything else. So if the reason that you're allowed to transgress every other Isser in the Torah is in order to preserve your life, then over here, where you would preserve your life by killing, by murdering somebody else, then either way there's going to be loss of life. So the only reason you would be allowed to do it is if you can assume that there's more value in Hashem's eyes for your life than somebody else's life. Rava says that's something you don't know. You don't know whose life is more precious in Hashem's eyes, and therefore, don't do anything. Don't transgress the avera of murdering, even if it's to preserve your own life. Continues the Gemara. Mar Barav Ashi, Ashkechei L'Ravina, Mar Barav Ashi, he met Ravina. What was Ravina doing? The Shayefle Lebrate, he was rubbing his daughter, Bekuhurki de Orla, with oil that was made of underdeveloped olives that were Orla. Orla is Asa Bahana. Omar Lei. So Mar Barav Ashi said to Ravina, Amr de Omer Rabbonon, when did the Rabbonon say that you're allowed to use Isuri Anor to heal yourself? B'shas HaSakona, only if the patient is suffering from life-threatening illness. Shelo b'shas HaSakona, but over here, in the case of your daughter, it doesn't seem that she's in a life-threatening situation. Mi Omer, did the Chachomim say you're allowed to use Orla? Omale, Ravina responded to Mar Bar Ravashi, Hai Ishta Tzamirta, my daughter has very high fever, and this high fever is Nami is also Kashas HaSakona Damya, it's compared to a very dangerous illness, and therefore I'm allowed to try and bring down her fever and cure her, even using Orla. Ikad Omra, others say, Omarle, what did Ravina say to Mar Bar Ravashi? Midi derech hanoko avidna? As we saw before, that min hatayra, it's only also to use, to consume or to use isuri hanor if you're doing it in a way where it's normal and common to use the, to consume and to use the isuri hanor that way. The way to use orla fruits is by eating them. That's how they're consumed. But to rub the oil on a wound, that's not a common thing to do with orla. And therefore, it was not Osir. Continues the Gemara Itmar. Hano habo loy le'odom bal korchoi. Since we're talking about Isuri Hano, we're now going on to a new discussion, and it's quite a general type of topic that is used. These concepts are used in many places in Shas. Says the Machlokes Abaye Verova, which is going to touch on a Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. We've already learnt in Maseches Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a davar she'ein miskaven, if you did an aveira and you did not have intentions or desire to do that aveira, nonetheless it's osa. If you can avoid doing it, even though you didn't have the intentions to do it, it's osa. Rabbi Shimon says, davar she'ein miskaven, if you did not intend to do something, mutter, then it's mutter, even though you may possibly be able to avoid doing it, but since when you're doing it, you didn't intend to do the issa, you don't have a desire to do the issa, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's mutter. That's a very broad, general machlekes we've seen in many places in Shas. And now there's a machlekes Abaye Verova that seems to overlap this machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and we have to see exactly what, when and what it applies. So the Gemara says, Hano habolei le'odom bal korchoi. If a person is receiving benefit, hano, from something which is osur b'hano, and it's coming to him bal korchoi, which means independent of his desire and will. That means even if I don't want it, it's happening to me. It's pleasure that's happening to me, not pleasure that I'm necessarily seeking. So that was the machlekes Abaye Verov. Abaye Omar Muteres. Abaye says that it's mutter to have such hano. Verov Omar Asura. Rava says that no, Rava says it's osa to have hano, even if it's bal korchoi. If you can avoid it, if you can run away from it, if you can leave the vicinity of the hano, that's what you have to do. Now the Gemara is now going to discuss four scenarios and two versions. Two versions in the Gemara discussing these four scenarios. The four scenarios are as follows. A person is able to be in a situation which is called efshar, which means it's feasible to avoid it. And then there's lo efshar, you're in a situation which is not feasible to avoid. I need to be in this situation for whatever reason. I need to be here. In either of these cases, either in a case where efshar, it's possible for me not to be here, or lo efshar, it's possible that it's not possible, I cannot really avoid being here, then I've got two different scenarios. The one is when it's mechaven, where in whichever situation it is, I'm actually intending to benefit from the isuri hano, and that's a question: is that mutter or osa? Do you have to go out of your way and make sure to either leave the area, and if you can't, make sure that you don't want to have any hano? Or in the case of loimiskaven, he's in a place where he doesn't intend, he doesn't want to have any hano from it. Does he have to leave the area? Does he not have to leave the area? So these are going to be the efshar komachaven, efshar v'loy komachaven, loy efshar v'komachaven, loy efshar v'loy komachaven. Those are the four cases. And we're now going to have a two versions in the Gemara. In the case of efshar v'komachaven, which means it's feasible for me not to be here. And I'm having intentions. I'm having kavana and desire to benefit from the Isuri Hanah. In that case, there's no machlekes. You don't need to be here. You're already here. You want to have Hanah. That's also, there's no machlekes about that. In the case where it's loy efshar, which means that for whatever reason, I need to be here. And not only do I need to be here, I cannot really avoid being here. I don't want to have any benefit from this Hanah. It's just, I'm here and I'm having benefit, but this is not my intent. This is not what I want. Then everybody agrees that it's mutter. He's allowed to be here and he's allowed to have benefit from this Hanah. The complications are going to start when either it's efshar, which means he doesn't really have to be there, and nonetheless, I'm there and I do not want to have, I don't necessarily want to have Hanah, want to have pleasure like this. It's just that the pleasure is around. To what extent, to what effort do I need to exert to avoid having any benefit at all? If loy miskaven, I don't want to have benefit, I didn't come here for the benefit. And the second case where there's going to be a discussion is when loy efshar, when you more or less are forced into this place where I have to be here, I cannot do what I need to do in any other way. And I'm here anyway, and I'm intending to derive pleasure from these Isuri Hanah. Does the fact that I'm intending to have pleasure cause that it's also for me to have this pleasure? Or is it enough for the fact that I didn't choose to come here, I had to be here, that that's enough to say, if you have to be here, you're allowed to enjoy or have the Hanah, even though you have intentions to have that Hanah, that wasn't what brought you here because it's loy efshar. That's going to be the discussion, and we're going to have two versions in the Gemara. Let's see it inside. Efshar v'komechaven, in the case, this is the first version. If he could avoid, if it's feasible for him to avoid being here. V'komechaven, and not only that, he's actually intending to have pleasure from the Isuri Hanah. Or loy efshar v'komechaven, according to the first version, even in the case where I had to be here and I couldn't achieve what I need to achieve in any other way. It's called loy efshar, I had no choice. However, he was mechaven, he wants and intends to have pleasure from the Isuri Hanah. According to the first version, in both these cases, kuli alma loy pligi, everybody agrees, also Rabbi Yehuda, also Rabbi Shimon, also Abaya, also Rava. We're learning this Gemara like Rashi is. Everybody agrees, to osar. That it's also for him to have benefit from the Isuri Hanah, and he has to go to the nth degree to make sure that he doesn't have any pleasure from the Isuri Hanah. Loy efshar v'loy kamechaven, in the case where he couldn't avoid being there, and he doesn't want to, he doesn't intend to have any pleasure from it, kule alma loy pligi, everybody agrees, the shari, that it's mutter for him to stay in that place, even though he's having Hanah. Ki pligi, where's the machlokes? In one of the four cases, the efshar, where he could avoid being here, it's feasible for him not to be here. However, loy mechaven, he's chosen to be here, but he's not coming here because he wants to have Hanah. He's not intending or desiring to have Hanah from the Isuri Hanah. That's the machlokes. Then as follows, va'alibad Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that globally, Rabbi Yehuda says that Dovah She'ein Miskaven Osir, Kunt Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar Dovah She'ein Miskaven Osir, Kule Alma Loi Pligi De Osir. Of course, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the fact that it's Loi Miskaven doesn't help anything, because the Dovah She'ein Miskaven is Osir. Since it's Efshar, it's possible for him not to be here, then even if it's Loi Miskaven, it's Osir. He's not allowed to have any benefit from the Isuri Hanah. Ki Pligi, where's the Machleikus? Alibad Rab Shimon. Only according to Reb Shimon, the Omar Dova She'ein Miskaven Mutter, Reb Shimon holds that when a person does certain Isurim and he doesn't have intentions to do the Issa, it's Mutter. That's where we have the Machlekes, Abaya and Rava. Abaya, Reb Shimon, Abaya says, yeah, this, according to Reb Shimon, Abaya will say, Reb Shimon always says, Dova She'ein Miskaven Mutter, over here, even though it's Efshar, it's Leika Mechaven, since it's Leika Mechaven, Dova She'ein Miskaven is Mutter. Rava Omar, Rava argues with Abaya, and he says, Ad kan loika Omar Reb Shimon, when does Reb Shimon say that Dova She'eine Miskaven is Mutter? Elohecha delo Efshar. It's only in the case where it was feasible for him, where it was not feasible, when he had to be there. you have to be there, and you're not mechaven, then it's muta. Aval heicha, de'efshar, when it's feasible for you not to be here, loy, then even Reb Shimon will agree that it's osa. Who told you to come here? You didn't have to be here. It's true that you didn't have kavana to have anor from the Yisuri anor, but the very fact that you could have chosen not to be here and you chose to come here is bad enough, and therefore, even according to Reb Shimon, it's osa. That's Rava's opinion. And that's the last we're going to hear now of the first version of the Machlokes. Ika de Omra, let's see now the second version of these halachas. Efshar v'loik mechaven hainu pluktayud Reb Yehuda v'Reb Shimon. According to the second version, they're saying that the Machlokes between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon is in the case of Efshar v'loik mechaven. That means that's not where there's a Machlokes Abaya and Rava. That's where the Machlokes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon is. According to the first version, the Machlokes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon was in this case of Efshar v'loik mechaven, and the Machlokes Abaya v'Rava was Bedas Reb Shimon in this case. According to the second version, no. In the case of Efshar v'loik mechaven, that's fairly and squarely the Machlokes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. The Reb Yehuda says that it's Osur, because he says Dovash Ein Miskaven is Asur, and Reb Shimon says Mutar, because Dovash Ein Miskaven is Mutar. Now the fact that Reb Shimon says that Efshar V'kom Mechaven, that means it's feasible to manage not to be there, and he's having Kavona, in that case, everybody agrees that it's Asa. In the case of Efshar V'loikom Mechaven, Reb Shimon says it's Mutar. That means the Efshar hasn't changed, and the only thing that's changed is that between Miskaven and Loi Miskaven. In the case of Miskaven, it's Osur. In the case of Loi Miskaven, it's Mutar. So you see, according to Reb Shimon, it's very clear that it's dependent solely on Kavana. The fact that it's Efshar doesn't bother him, because you can see Efshar v'loika mechaven is still Mutar. According to Reb Yehuda, who says it's Osa, one can discuss why, according to Reb Yehuda, is it Osa in the case of Efshar v'loika mechaven. Do we say that since Efshar and mechaven and Efshar v'loy mechaven is the same halacha, so you see that Kavona makes no difference, according to Reb Yehuda. We don't care about his Kavona. It's only dependent on Efshar or not Efshar. As long as it's Efshar, it's feasible for him not to be there, it's Osa. Efshar v'loika mechaven is as Osa as Efshar v'kom mechaven, according to Reb Yehuda. That's one way of understanding Reb Yehuda. The other way of understanding Reb Yehuda is that it's not completely accurate that it's not dependent on Kavona. It could be it's also dependent on Kavona. Just over here, where it's loy miskaven, indeed he does not have intentions to have hanor from the Isuri hanor, but since if he would have intentions, if it would be miskaven, it would be osur, because we're talking about a case of efshar. Since efshar and kamachaven is osur, maybe Reb Yehuda says that loy kamachaven, we're machmer to say that the loy kamachaven is got the same halacha as the machaven, as a chumrah. But not because Kavona doesn't make a difference and it's only dependent on Efshar or not Efshar. And these two ways of understanding Reb Yehuda, we're soon going to see, are actually going to be the focal point of a Machlokes Abaya and Rava. So let's see this inside. Efshar v'loikom mechaven hayne plukta Reb Yehuda v'Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, it's mutar because it's only ever dependent on Kavona. And according to Reb Yehuda, he says that it's awesome. In the case where you've got everything going for him, it's also not feasible for him not to be there, and also he doesn't want to have benefit. As we saw in the first version, everybody agrees it's mutar. Where's the machlekes? In the first version, in the case of loy efshar, it was not feasible for him not to be there, even and komachavan, everybody said it was osa. Because in the first version, if you have kavona, if you have intentions to benefit from the Asuri Anor, it's osa. In this second version, that's not the case. In the case of loy efshar v'kom mechaven, then v'aliba de Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, as we saw before, Reb Shimon says that efshar v'kom mechaven is osa. Efsher v'loika mechavan is mutter. So you see, according to Reb Shimon, it's very clear that it's only dependent in kavana, and therefore v'alibud Reb Shimon de'ozil bosor kavana, that the deciding factor according to Reb Shimon is the intent. Kule al mulei pligi de'osa. Everybody will agree. Also Abaye, also Rava, they'll all agree according to Reb Shimon, it's osor. Because there's a mechavan, he wants to be there. The fact that it's loy efsher, it's not feasible for him not to be there, is not something that interests us. As long as he wants to have hana, it's awesome. Ki pligi, where's the machlokes Abaye and Rava? Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, de Omar loishno mechavan, loishno she'ein mechavan, where Rabbi Yehuda says that if it was a case of efsher, if it was feasible for him not to be there, and nonetheless he's there, Rabbi Yehuda said it's also irrespective of whether it was mechavan, he had intentions to have hana, or lay mechavan, or if he didn't have intentions. So in the case where, since we see that by efshar, it made no difference if he had kavana or not, and now in our case that we're discussing now where it's loy efshar, that's going to be a machlekes. Abaya k'Rabbi Yehuda. Abaya says that kavona never makes a difference. It only ever makes a difference whether it's efshar or not efshar. If it's efshar, if it's feasible for him not to be there, then irrespective of whether he's mechavan or not mechavan, it's asa. If it's loy efshar, Abaya says it doesn't matter whether he has kavona or doesn't have kavona. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be mutter. However, Rava is going to say to you, Omar Lecha, Ad Kan Loik Omar of Yehuda. When did Rabbi Yehuda say that it's Osir? It's only in the case where it's Efsher V'loika Mechavan that he said, She'ein Miskavan, Ka Miskavan, since Efsher V'loika Mechavan is Osir. So we have a Chumra that the She'loika Mechavan is like Mechavan, will be Machmir as well. Elul Chumra, that's only a Chumra. That means this is the second way of understanding Rabbi Yehuda, that by Efshev Eloikam Mechavan, the reason that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Osir is not because it's Efshar. It's because it's a Eloikam Mechavan is similar to a Mechavan. And we machmir that Eloikam Mechavan should have the halacha of Mechavan. Aval Miskavan Kushein Miskavan, in the case of Loy Efshar, where if he didn't have Kavana, everyone says Loy Efshev Eloikam Mechavan, it's Mutar. Over here, it's loy efshar. So what do you want to say? What you want to be machmir? Rav is going to say that over here, what do you want to say? You want to be makel and say that mechavan is the same as loyka mechavan in the same way as loy efshar, but loyka mechavan is mutter. Loy efshar become mechavan is also going to be mutter? No, we don't say that as a kula. Over here, it's miskavan. If it's miskavan, even though it's loy efshar, it's going to be asur. Aval miskavan kasha'in miskavan, but to say that there's so no difference between miskavan and loy miskavan that you'll say that loy efshar v'kom mechavan is as mutter as loy efshar v'loy kom mechavan l'kula, that will be a kula loy. That we don't say. That's the second way of understanding Rabbi Yehuda, that we machmir by efshar v'loy kom mechavan to say that loy kom mechavan will be similar to mechavan and will be osa. But in the case of loy efshar, if it's mechavan, we have no reason to be makel, and we will be machmir, and that's Rava's opinion. And now continuing, and this is the pashtus in the Gemara, that the Gemara is continuing now to bring sources according to the second version that we just learnt. It's complicated to understand this next Gemara to work with the first version. The Pnei Yeshua has an arichus. We're going to keep it simple. Omar Abaya. Abaya says as follows, Mino amina lo. What is my source, says Abaya. Abaya is going to bring a source that in the case of loy efshar v'kom mechavan, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be mutter. The Tani we learned in a brisa, Omro lova Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai. It says about Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai, and he would give shir to many Talmidim. There was no Beis HaMedrash that was large enough to contain all his Talmidim. So what would he do? Shehoya Yoshev, he would go and sit b'tzilo in the shade shel Heichal. In the Beis HaMikdash, the building of the Beis HaMikdash, the Heichal, which included the Kodesh Kadoshim, the Heichal and the Ulam, which was 100 Amos by 100 Amos, was 100 Amos high, and it made a tremendous area of shade. So he would go there with the intentions of V'dorish Kolayim Kuloi. All day he would be standing or sitting in the shade. And some Mefarshim say that he was obviously going around. If it was Kolayim Kula, if it was all day, and the shade moves from side to side during the day, he was obviously intentionally going from place to place around the Heichal of the Beis HaMikdash in order to benefit from the shade. It was Lo Efshar. He couldn't avoid it. He had to give shir to his Talmidim. So it was a case where it was not feasible for him not to be there, but he actually wanted and intended to benefit from the shade there. The shadow is a benefit that he's using from the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is Hekdash. You're not allowed to use have Hanor from the Beis HaMikdash. Having Hanor from Hekdash is an Avera called Me'ila. You're not allowed to do that. V'ha'ocha d'loy efshar, over here where it was not feasible for him not to be there, u'mechaven, and he had intentions to have pleasure from the shade, v'shori, and you see it was mutter. You see that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did it. Sabaya says, this is proof that loy efshar, and k'mechaven, somebody must say it's mutter. According to Reb Shimon, it's not going to be mutter, because he says that even a dover she'enim miskaven is Shimon says that it's always dependent on miskaven. Loy efshar does not make a difference. Over here it was miskaven. According to Reb Shimon, it will definitely be osa. It's only according to Reb Yehuda where we had this machlokes Abaye v'Rava. Rava said it was osa. Abaye said that according to Reb Yehuda, it just depends on whether it's efshar or loy efshar. Since over here it was not feasible for him not to be there, therefore he was allowed to be there even if he had intentions to benefit from the shade. V'Rava Omar, how's Rava going to? Rava, who says that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's osir in the case of loy efshar v'komachavan. How is he going to explain Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? V'Rava Omar, shan yehechol d'letoichoy osui. The main place that the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, the walls of the shade, were made for, were there to serve and to give shade for what's inside. It was not made with intentions to give shade outside. And therefore, using the shade outside is similar to a shaloi kederech hana'osoi. It's having benefit with an unusual and not in the manner that was typical and common for it to be used for. And therefore, he held it was mutter. And now it's Rava's turn to find the source to what he says, that lo yefshar v'kom mechaven is osir, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Omar Rava minoa minola, Tanya. I'm going to bring you from a braisa. Lulin to Mishnah, actually. Lulin, there were these hatches, these holes, hoyu psuchin, that were open, but alias base koche kadoshim. In the upper story of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there would be these holes, these lulin, shebohen mashal shlin esa umnim. They would lower the umnin, which were the craftsmen, betevois, whilst in crates. They would lower them into the Kodesh Kadoshim in order to repair the walls. They wouldn't go in the normal way. They would want to have as little benefit from the Kodesh Kadoshim and the beauty of the Kodesh Kadoshim as possible. So they would lower them in crates so that all they would see is the part of the wall that they had to repair. Why? Kedei shelo yuzunu einei mibeis kodesh kadoshim, in order that their eyes should not benefit from the beauty of the Hekdush. That means we were afraid that even though it's loy efshar, there was not feasible any other way. They had to go and fix the walls of the Kodesh Kadoshim. But they were afraid that somebody would intentionally have ana, and therefore they would have to lower them in these crates, so they should not be able to have any hana from the Kodesh Kadoshim. V'ahocha d'loy efshar. And this is a case where it's not feasible not to go in and fix it, v'komachavan, and we're afraid that somebody would have intentions to have hana, to be yazunu enei mikodesh kadoshim, v'osar, and you see it was osar. That's why they had to lower them in crates that were closed on three sides, so they should not have any pleasure from the kodesh kadoshim. So Rava says, here you have proof that loy efshar v'komachavan is osar. Answers the Gemara, this is how Abai is going to respond to that. V'tizbara, v'omer Reb Shimon ben Pazi, omer Reb Yeshua ben Levi mishum bar kapara. Abaya says, of that it's very different. It's because koil, mare, v'reach, ein b'hem mishum me'ila. There is no me'ila at all with anything to do with sound, sight, or scent. Smell, aroma, or that means koil, mare, v'reach are all non-tangible things, and therefore there is no me'ila there. They just had a heightened standard to protect the Kedusha of the Kodesh Kedoshim, that they wanted to avoid the people, the craftsmen, from benefiting and just having benefit and pleasure from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but not that in actual fact there was an Issa there. And therefore you do not have a proof that in a regular case of Loi Efshar V'Kam Mechaven, that it will be Osir. Ikad Omri. Now we're going to see another version in Rava's proof. Omar Rava, Minoa Minolop, I'll bring you proof that Loi Efshar V'Kam Mechaven is Osir. The Tani we learnt in a Braisa, Omar Reb Shimon Ben Pazi, Omar Reb Yeshua Ben Levi Mishum Bar Kapor. Koil Mare V'Reach, as we saw before, anything that's to do with sounds, the music of in the Beis HaMikdash, the music of the Levim playing, or Mare and the sight, seeing the beautiful sights in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or anywhere else in the Beis HaMikdash, V'Reach and the sense of the Ketores, Ein Ben Mishum Me'ila, Min HaTorah, there's no Issa Me'ila, because you haven't taken something tangible from Hekdash. Me'ila Hu Deleka, it's true that Min HaTorah, there is no korban me'ila, all the halachas of me'ila do not apply, because min ha'Torah, me'ila doesn't apply. Ha isura ika. The Chachomim, however, said that there is an issa. You're not allowed to ma'ila ba'alma, as we saw before, there was a heightened standard of care taken not to use or not to derive any benefit or pleasure from the Beis HaMikdash. There was a ma'ila that the Chachomim said that you should not have any benefit even from Koil Marav Reach. So says Rava, my love, these people that the Chachomim said it was osur for them to have Hana, la'oison o'imdim bifnim, we're talking even about the people who had to be inside, the Kohenim Levim who had to be inside in a place where they would take pleasure from the scent of the Ketores, the sounds of the Levim singing, or playing, or the craftsmen going into the Kodesh Kedoshim to repair the walls. They even for the people that was Loi Efshar, since we're afraid it would be Komechaven, the Chachomim said that it was Asa. So you see clearly from here that Loi Efshar v'Komechaven is Asa. My love, La'oisa Na'im Din Bifnim, the Loi Efshar, it was not feasible for them not to be there. V'Komechaven, we're afraid they're going to have Hanor, and therefore the Chachomim, they're going to intend to have Hanor, and the Chachomim said V'Osir, that it's Osir. So you see clearly that Loi Efshar V'Kom Mechaven is Osir. Answers Abaye to Rav and says, no, Loi, La'isa Na'im Din Bachutz. The Chachomim only said that there's an issa of to have any benefit, even from Koil Marav Reach, is only for those where it's Efshar, where it's feasible for them not to be there. The people standing outside, they didn't have to be there, especially if it's going to be Mechaven, don't be there. However, if it's the people who are Loi Efshar, where they have to be there, the Kohanim Levim, or the craftsmen, where they had to be, it was not feasible for them not to be there, it could be that for them, it would be, the Chachomim would not have said that there's even an Issa of Koil Marav Reach, and therefore you have no proof that Loi Efshar V'Kom Mechaven is Osir. That's what Abaya says, Loi Efshar V'Kom Mechaven may well be Mutar. And the Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.